Hello and welcome to a Storage Media Group podcast. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm one of the editors with the group. I'm talking today with Arun Taneja. He's the founder and consulting analyst for the Taneja Group. Arun, thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome, Ellen.
We're going to talk today about cloud gateways. Arun, I know you've done a lot of research into this line of products. We're hearing a lot more about them as cloud storage becomes more popular and more often a choice for storage managers. I want to start right away with talking about these appliances as separate purchases. Will they ever evolve into built-in offerings, ones that are actually part of your array?
So the short answer, Ellen, is absolutely they will. But I have to say that none of us should hold our breath for that to happen. And so to understand that, let's look at the dynamics in the marketplace. You know, a large majority of the storage is provided to the enterprise and small and medium-sized companies, as we know from the likes of EMCs and IBMs and HP, Dell, NetApp, Hitachi Data Systems, as the lead set of vendors. And they're all in the business of selling disk drives, and a large amount of storage means good revenue for them. Mm-hmm. So for them to actually integrate a gateway of this type, which essentially makes the cloud the storage element, predominantly the storage element, then their impetus to make this gateway solution happen quickly is almost zero. But having said that, I know that when it's a good idea, it always comes to pass. It takes a much longer than logic would dictate. So water will find its own level, but it will take many, many years, and the large majority of the innovation in gateways is coming and will continue, in my opinion, to come from the smaller companies that have no legacy to protect, and therefore they are the ones who are creating the market.
Okay, they are indeed maturing. These products are developing fairly quickly. It's getting very competitive out there. Which features are most important? When you look at the newest features available in gateways, which are the most important?
So I absolutely agree that gateways are definitely starting to mature. I would say that as a market, we are sort of in Rev 3, or the third incarnation at this stage of the game. And really, the ball started rolling with the second incarnation. The first ones were trials, and both on the vendor side and on the user side. And then things started to move with the second one, and we're now with the third ones, I see a lot of them actually going into production. Now, which features are the most important? I would say you almost have to ask yourself, what functionality is this gateway primarily designed to deliver? Because, you know, there's a whole variety of them in the marketplace. Some that are focused on delivering primary storage, some that are focused on backup and disaster recovery, some that are focused on archiving, and some that are focused on collaboration. So let's say if you're a primary storage type of gateway like a StorSimple, in that case, caching, data deduplication, compression, WAN optimization, snapshot technologies, cloning, cloud-based snapshots and cloud-based cloning, all of those become very, very crucial because without that, there's no way, and I would add flash to that too, by the way, because you're trying to minimize the latency of this from this primary storage. So that's the heaviest use case. That is the one that requires the largest number of features to be delivered. Now, if you look at DR, for example, and backup, now clearly dedupe, compression, and WAN optimization sort of a common theme across many of these use cases. But in a DR case, you'd want to have the appliance to be delivered either as a physical appliance or as a virtual appliance. And why virtual appliance? Because when there is, in fact, a disaster, you want to be able to create that appliance inside the cloud so that then you can either run the application also in the cloud, so you have a whole infrastructure sort of recreated in the cloud to get away from this disaster, or you could have the application running in a remote location, but then you still need access to the storage, which is in cloud. It can only be accessed via this appliance, and so having that appliance be presented as a virtual appliance is crucial to that. So that would be, that's a DR example. And then similarly with archiving, there's data grooming needs because, files could be inside the cloud for a very long time, sometimes measured in years, and you want to make sure what you put in is actually what you get when 2 years later you ask for it. And then series of other features that are important in the collaboration side, I could call out a whole series of them, but, I'll just mention that versioning is a prerequisite in a situation like that, and global file system obviously is an important feature. So it really depends on what the gateway is trying to do, and that'll tell you what features are most important.
Okay, so if I'm shopping for a cloud gateway product, it sounds to me, based on your last answer, that I'm deciding on technical merits as opposed to maybe the partnership I already have with a cloud storage provider. Is that right?
Actually, that is in fact correct. I would say both the technical merits of the product are important, and so is the association or the partnership. But I must say that you have to start with the technical merits first. The gateway has to have all the relevant features, some of the ones I just mentioned earlier, so that you know the task will be performed correctly. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, what clouds does this particular product support? And clearly, if you have a favorite cloud vendor, then that better be supported by this particular appliance vendor. So because the cloud vendor is important, but if it's the integration between the two of them that is crucial. So, but look at it from a cloud vendor perspective. They want every appliance to work with them. So mm-hmm. Their motivation is to partner with everyone. So the partnership part of it is important, but I think it's table stakes. The key is what functionality is built in, and does it do the job for you? So that's kind of how I would look at this problem.
Okay, so stepping back and looking at the vendor landscape, we know that Microsoft just picked up StorSimple. Do you expect any more consolidation in the cloud gateway space?
So, yes, I do. But once again, as I was mentioning before, the typical buyers of small companies in our industry happen to be these big six or seven large giants, right? And as I mentioned before, EMC, IBM, HP, et cetera. And their motivation to make this thing happen sooner is not there. So I don't expect that there's going to be a mad rush from these large companies to go buy these gateway vendors. But let's look at why Microsoft bought StorSimple, and maybe that'll give us some answers to this specific question. So Microsoft wants as much data to be brought into Microsoft Azure, their cloud, as possible. So they effectively have bought this gateway to enable companies, enable their customers, and how they'll package it and how they will sell it, and or whether they'll make these appliances essentially available for next to nothing to those that sign up for their services for many years remains to be seen. But the motivation from Microsoft is huge because they have no legacy hardware to protect. So it would be that profile of another company that is most likely to look for another gateway product. You know, certainly Google comes to mind, and certainly there are other large, cloud vendors that would have a motivation. Now, Amazon has gone and done their own, but the Amazon appliance is fairly weak. It is absolutely nothing more than a translator of iSCSI into, you know, REST protocol or REST API. So at some point in time, they might actually decide that they need a more powerful and a more complete engine or appliance. So they might actually be a candidate for as an acquiring company of some of these existing small companies.
So you mentioned the Amazon product, Arun. I'm curious, how would a storage manager be able to identify a gateway product as weak or not good enough?
Very good question. So the way to look at this is, once again, what is this problem we're trying to solve? Is it primary? Are we trying to use cloud storage as primary storage? Are we trying to use cloud as a backup and for DR and or archiving or collaboration? And so once we start with that, then we look at what's the minimum functionality that needs to be built into this appliance to deliver a good result. And so that's how I would start the process, and that's how I would determine if an appliance was complete in its architecture and its product incarnation. So if you look at an appliance and that gateway appliance is really all it's doing is taking a flow of iSCSI traffic coming in from the data center side and translating it into storage buckets which are being used on the cloud side. Well, it's the minimum level of functionality that you would want, but it doesn't have any data deduplication, compression, WAN optimization. So effectively, if you've got 100 terabytes of data that is coming in from the data center side, from the application, well, 100 terabytes of data is going to go plunk itself on the cloud side, and you're going to then pay for 100 terabytes. Well, what if I were to make that 100 terabytes go down to 10 terabytes? Well, I just saved a humongously large amount of money for that particular IT shop. So it's really, you have to once again start with what problem you're trying to solve and then go down step by step, and I think the right answer will fall right out.
Okay. There's only one more technical merit I wanted to address. You mentioned dedupe compression. What about file sharing and file sync? We hear a lot about that these days. Is this something you see all gateway appliances having soon?
So that's a very good use case, by the way, for cloud. And there is a vast number of products now that have become available, from simple file sharing like an iCloud does for Apple, for example. Very simplistic in the sense that I'm the user, these are my files, they happen to reside in the iCloud, and if I happen to have three devices, Apple devices, then those files would actually be made available in all of those devices, so I can use an iPad, an iPod, et cetera, and have a common access. Very simplistic case of, I'm not even sure if I put it in the category of collaboration, but it is that's how people are considering it. And then you have a whole series of other collaboration things that go all the way to an extreme level where, five people across the world are working on the same file. And with that requires very sophisticated locking, very sophisticated access methods, and so on and so forth. So at the appliance level, we do have companies like Panzura that are focused first and foremost on collaboration. So that Gateway is in fact designed for collaboration. It might do a few other things too, but the sweet spot is collaboration. So I would see that over time some of that functionality would get into some of the other existing gateway products, but collaboration to be done at a sophisticated level is a tough problem all unto itself. So I do expect that that very specific appliance will continue to come to the market that are microscopically focused on collaboration.
Okay, that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Arun, you're always so thoughtful. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you again soon about other storage trends. Thanks so much.
Not a problem. Thank you so much yourself, Ellen. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.